Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hi, my name is Martin Rubin. I'm calling from Corner Pharmacy. I received a letter from you about the credit available.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you have a 16-digit reservation code there?
Yes. It's 2311.
Okay.
3101-0043-7883.
All right. And you did say this was Martin Rubin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Martin. Let me just confirm some information with you real quick, and then I'll answer any questions you have there. Are you calling me off of, is this the office line there? Is this a cell phone number?
This is what my number is?
Yeah, is this the company number, or is this a cell phone number?
718, yeah, it's my company number.
Okay, no problem. All right. So I have a billing address down as 166 Division Avenue A, Brooklyn, New York, 11211.
Yes.
All right. And as far as the business classification goes, are you guys incorporated, LLC, sole prop?
Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. S-Corp or C-Corp?
Corporate C, yeah.
C-Corp, okay. And then how long has the business been around there?
I'm sorry, it's C-Corporation or S-Corporation, S. I'm here 22 years.
22 years? Okay. So say about 1994?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you did say it was an S corporation?
Yes.
Alrighty, that's my fault. Yeah, so if you can tell me what you're looking to do there. Are you looking for some cap?
We're looking to expand. We're looking
okay.
to expand. I'm doing construction. I would like to know, without any going into, I don't want to waste time. Is this for real or this is just one of those, you know what I mean?
I actually do not. Could you maybe elaborate a little bit?
No, I mean, I've gotten some calls. This guy gave money, but then it's nothing. You need to, first of all, what's the procedure with you? Are you going on my personal credit or it goes on the business?
We do strictly business financing, commercial financing. So this does not show up on your personal credit. It only goes under the business's credit.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what do you need to get to in order to get this?
Yeah, so what we look at here, Martin, is we look at 6 months business bank statements, one-page application, and one page from your tax returns there, the 1120S with the gross annual sales. And we take those three items, we get you an answer, you know, in usually 1 to 2 business days. Now,
what's the percentage on this?
As far as your payback goes?
Yeah.
Okay. How much were you looking to bring on there potentially?
I would look at 200, 250.
200, 250. What did the business do for gross sales last year?
It did about $10 million.
About $10 million. Okay. Yeah. So you know, in regards to your question there about interest, it is unsecured capital, so you're not, you know, leveraging any assets there with the business or personal, of course. Pricing is going to start at 10 cents on the dollar. It's a fixed cost, and then move up where usually between 10 and 30 cents on the dollar. And we lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So the 200 to 250, it shouldn't be an issue there with your guys' sales being so high. You know, and what we're looking at when it comes to issuing you an approval is most important factors here: time in business, cash flow, credit. Those three factors play a big part in what kind of rate you're gonna get. How's the personal credit?
My personal is okay, I don't want to use that because I'm a little maxed out and on my personal credit.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's just kind of a question we have to ask here. You know, make sure you don't have any, you know. Just make sure you don't have any like huge liens or with the IRS there, any judgments like that. But yeah, so our three factors, you know, like I said, we're not super concerned with personal credit. We just have to make sure you don't have those in place. But we lend off cash flow, time, and business. So you guys have been around for a while. So I definitely think that we could fit you into a program. But I definitely think that the 250 is feasible for us to do for you. you know, and like I said, we just look at those three items and, you know, work up a proposal for your business pretty quickly. So it's a pretty straightforward.
What is it again? I didn't get the interest rate as well.
It's so it's not an APR. It's a you could basically look at it as a cost of funds. So it could be as low as 10 cents on the dollar, meaning if you borrow 250, you're paying back 275. You know, on the higher end, it goes up to 30 cents on the dollar, fixed cost. So that's not a compounding interest rate. It's basically, to be a little more specific with you, like, if we work up a proposal for you, our loan documents will say, okay, Martin, look, you're borrowing 250, you're paying back 280. So your payment doesn't fluctuate. It stays the same throughout the term. And we have terms up to 3 years, for the unsecured capital. Not everyone gets approved for that, but we do go as long as 3 years.
I see. Okay. I will get back to you then.
Okay. Yeah, can I shoot an email off to you there so you have just the information on file and you have my direct line there?
Send it to Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay.
At Corner Pharmacy, spelled out, ny.com. N-Y at the end.
Got you, New York. So I just have Martin at Corner Pharmacy, New York, ny.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'll do here is I'll shoot you off the one-page application and just kind of the other two items we need to proceed. And, you know, of course, any proposal we work up, there's certainly no strings attached or obligations, you know. And based on the information you provided me today, I think that we definitely, you know, could fit you into one of our better programs here. So you guys have solid time in business and cash flow. All right, Martin. So I will
go back to doing business. Bye.
All right.
See you later.
I'll let you get back to work. Bye.